T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Chris Ronji of 101 ESPN Radio in St. Louis. You can find him on Twitter at Chris Ronji. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Bill. What's happening with you?
Well, we're just hoping that baseball is played and uninterrupted, and you guys obviously have a lot of expectations down there. So let's start with the Cardinals in general. How's everybody's health? Anybody opted out? What's going on down there?
So far, there have not been any opt-outs, and we had heard yesterday that there had been one member of the organization. We didn't know if it was a player or, you know, front office or somebody else had tested positive. But as far as we know at this point, there haven't been any other COVID outbreaks, nothing too serious with them. But I guess, you know, things can develop now that everybody is reported to Busch Stadium. But there have been some guys who have been already at the stadium working out for, I guess, about the last week and a half or so. There's been video of Yadier Molina there, and Jack Flaherty has been throwing. You've had a number of different guys just trying to get themselves ready to go. As of right now, the health for most people is pretty good, with the exception of Jordan Hicks, who was their closer for a lot of last season. He's still not ready to go yet. I mean, he's a diabetic too, though, so I'm not sure if he would have jumped right back into playing. He hasn't really said anything about that. But as far as the injury goes, he's not quite there yet. But as for everybody else, they seem to be on a good path.
So this shortened season, you know, is this something that the Cardinals now, like the Brewers have been kind of managing that way? They manage out getters and they go through that stretch run in September every year and just kind of plow ahead. So Craig Counsell's kind of used to this. Is this the Cardinals way, so to speak, in a shortened season?
It's a really good question, and I'm not exactly sure how it's going to be approached. You know, you're going to have another, well, I guess this isn't really technically a full season, but Mike Schilt is in his second, what would have been a full season for him. And I think he manages, for the most part, I think he does a pretty good job of playing the guys that should be out there. You know how, you know, baseball managers typically will stick with the veteran players and give them time to sort out whatever issues there are. I think he does a pretty good job of not necessarily catering to that and trying to play guys that he thinks will do well in the immediate future, as opposed to what they're going to give you a couple of months from now. And that's really what I think the key to this season is going to be for a lot of teams, not just the Cardinals, but this is going to be true of everybody, especially if you don't have a strong veteran team. You're going to have to play the hits. You're going to have to play the guys who are producing right now. And like I said a moment ago, the trend usually is to, if a guy is struggling, you say, well, you know, it's early. It's April. You know, give him a month or give him 6 weeks and he's going to be okay. There's no time for that right now. So I think it's going to be especially difficult for the Cardinals, who do have a lot of young players they want to get a good look at. But you don't want to get a good look at them at the expense of not winning either.
So you guys were just chosen to go to the Field of Dreams. So how is that going over, leaving that region, leaving that area? It's not that, look, you're going to travel still, but this is a little different environment.
Quite honestly, nobody's really reacted to it very much down here. I'm more excited about it because I used to work, you know, with the White Sox, as you know, years ago. And in my time there, I got to know the family that bought the Field of Dreams. So I think they purchased it in, I want to say 2011, somewhere around then. And that was when it was just the farm and just the field. And You know, their idea was to build a youth sports complex. So their idea was to have many baseball fields on the property and have it be sort of a hub for traveling baseball, so people could come and play at the Field of Dreams and have youth tournaments and that sort of thing. And it morphed into something different. And, you know, the woman who was at the center of it, she passed away a couple of years ago from cancer. And so this big league idea is something that's really kind of new within the last couple of years. So I'm excited about it because, as you know, it was supposed to be the Yankees. And now it's going to be my old team and, you know, a current team that I'm paying close attention to. So I think it'll be a lot of fun to have those two teams go at it at that particular place, just because I have a personal connection with it.
Talking with Chris Ranji from ESPN Radio down in St. Louis, talking some St. Louis Cardinals baseball. It looks like it's going to be a five-man rotation for the Cardinals as well, that some teams are opting to go with a four-man for a shortened season to put their best foot forward. It looks like the Cardinals are going to run five out there, correct?
Yeah, that seems to be the case right now. And I think it's probably a pretty good idea, considering you've got two guys coming off of injury and Miles Michaelis, who was supposed to be ready to go. I mean, he had been doing pretty well, making a lot of progress during spring training and how he felt from his injury. He should be fully ready to go, 100%. And also Carlos Martinez, who's going to be coming off an injury too, who missed most of last year as well. So I think it probably benefits everybody that you don't have to just rely on four guys. And again, it's going to be a short season, so it may not be that big of a deal anyway, but it's nice to give them, I think, I don't know if I want to call it a break, but you're not having to put too much of a workload on those two guys in particular. And that helps a lot when you have five men instead of four.
Looks like Hicks is not going to be there. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, he's still coming back from his injury. I don't think he would have been back right away either. I'm not exactly sure what the timetable is for him, but, you know, for somebody that throws as hard as he does and to have the elbow injury like he did, there's no way he'd be able to come back at full capacity anytime soon. So I think they are hoping that by the end of the year he's good to go, but, you know, he's also got, I believe I mentioned it earlier, he's got he's a diabetic too, mm-hmm. and I don't really know what the plan is for him. He's probably thinking, he's going to go out there and play no matter what as soon as he's healthy and ready to go. But he might have some reservations about getting back out there. I guess we'll see where he is in a few weeks.
Who are you going to have DH? I mean, with a team that is pretty set and has quite a few hitters on that team, who looks to be the DH?
I think there's going to be a lot of rotation. It'll probably be to start the season. This is my guess. I think it's going to be Matt Carpenter. Tommy Edmonds probably going to get a lot of time in the field, which means he'd probably play a lot of time at third base. But I think you're going to see DH reps from Carpenter. You're going to see a little bit from Goldschmidt. I think you're going to see some from Tyler O'Neill, a young outfielder, and Lane Thomas, who didn't get a whole lot of reps last year. But they really like him, and they want to see what he can do, primarily in the outfield. But I think they're going to want to get his bat in the lineup as often as possible. So if that means he's going to DH sometimes, then so be it. But there's a guy that I really want them to play, and I want him to be on the team from the beginning of the season, and I want him to get every day playing time from the beginning of the season until it's over, and that's Dylan Carlson. He's their number one prospect. He's one of those guys who just looks the part. And that's not always the best way to tell if a guy's going to be good, but the results have been there as well. So when you have the combination of somebody who looks like his at-bats, and in his at-bats he knows what he's doing, and the results are true to what he's doing, then I think you've got something that's pretty good. And I would like to see him get as much playing time as possible, but I have the feeling they might do the service time game with him a little bit this year, and there's probably going to be about 7 days he's not on the roster at some point in the season, so he doesn't accrue that extra year of service time. But that's a guy I really want to see on this team all season long.
I know the Cardinals have an extremely loyal fan base and a baseball-heavy fan base. Yesterday, Rob Manfred had said that, and the comment was really weird because he just admits on the Dan Patrick Show that, yeah, there was never going to be more than a 60-game season. Yet we went through this whole owners and DeWitt Jr. saying that they're not making money and this whole poor me, and then they go back to the well again, and then they say, oh, no, we're trying a 72-game season. But then he admits there were no – do people there feel like the ownership has let them down or lied to them, or are they just angry in general?
I think there's a mix of feelings down here, and I think it's probably pretty indicative of how people feel about owners around the country. I don't think it's any different here than it is in Milwaukee or in Chicago or anywhere else. I think there's a I know certainly on my part, I can definitely speak for me, and I have a very skeptical view of ownership across the board. I just don't think they're especially honest. And you can look at the players and some of the mistakes they made in the negotiating process over the last couple months, trying to get to some sort of deal. And I don't think they were perfect in everything they did. They probably could have gone ahead and gone with the expanded playoffs. That might have been a good thing for them. They probably should not have pushed for TV revenue in the playoffs for next year. I don't know if this was the time to do that. So there were mistakes that they made. But for me, most of this is on the owners. And I'm sorry. I do believe that there is a fear of the virus on the side of the owners. But the way they had defined it this entire time was, hey, we can't play more than 60 games because the virus is going to come back. I'm sorry, I just don't think it's about the virus for them. I think this is about money, and I think this is because they really felt like they were going to lose more money the more games they played. I really don't think that their primary reasoning for limiting it to 60 games was the health of everybody. And maybe that's cynical, but I don't buy it. Personally, I just don't buy it. I think that it was about money, and they looked at what they were going to make over the course of the year, and they go, well, we're going to take less of a loss, or we'll be able to maximize profits if we only play this many games and no more than that. Oh yeah, and also the virus might come back. Like I think it was secondary to them.
I think they drug a lot of baseball fans through the mud for no reason when they knew what the outcome was going to be to begin with, and all we did was go from March and all the arguing to circle back around to exactly where we started from at the very beginning. And I for Manfred to admit that yesterday was just it was jaw-dropping. So, and this guy's a guy that's legally supposed to know what's going on.
Right. Bill, here's the thing. If they truly felt like this is such an unusual circumstance and we have to do right by people and we have to take care of our players and safety, look, guys, back in March, we can only afford to play 60 games. It's not about the money. We're not worried about that, but we just don't think this virus is going to allow us to play. And it's only 60. We cannot move off of 60. And we'll pay you your full salaries, but we can't move off of 60 games. That's it. I think they would have gone over a lot better, but that's really not what they did. They tried to haggle. You know, they tried to haggle and say, well, you know, you could play this many games, and then we'll give the low paid players 90% of their salaries, and the guys who make a lot of money will give you 30% of yours. Like, come on, man, you were haggling the entire time. If you look at what they were willing to give at the beginning and what they were willing to give in the end, it was about the same amount of money all the way across the board. It wasn't about the number of games. It was always about the amount of money and payroll they were willing to pay.
Always great to talk to you, my friend. Next time we chat, hopefully it's about actual baseball on the field, and we'll discuss it then, okay?
Okay, buddy. I have a good but also not great feeling about this.
We're going into it optimistic with a lot of trepidation, I guess the best way to put it.
That's so much better than what I said.
Chris, have a good one. Stay safe, okay?
See you, Bill.
Talk to you soon. Chris Ronge, 101 ESPN Radio down in St. Louis. You can follow him on Twitter at Chris Ronge, at Chris Ronge. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.